Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God.
Hello, I'm Rachel, and today we are reading Mark chapter 6, verses 45 through 56. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. After saying farewell to them, he went up on the mountain to pray. When the evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and he was alone on the land. When he saw that they were straining at the oars against an adverse wind, he came toward them early in the morning, walking on the sea. He intended to pass them by, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased, and they were utterly astonished, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region to bring the sick on mats wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in marketplaces and begged him that they might even touch the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. The word of the Lord. These stories about Jesus take place right after the feeding of the 5,000 with the loaves and the fishes. And you'd think that by now the disciples would begin to start trusting in Jesus, that they wouldn't be scared. But again, another event happens, and instead of looking to Jesus, they're scared about the wind and the waves, and they're scared about the ghost. I find it so interesting that when Jesus went walking on the sea, he intended to pass them by. I don't know why he would be walking out there if he wasn't going to help them, but I think that was an interesting comment. But he went to them and he said, "Take heart, do not be afraid." And he showed his power over nature, and the wind ceased. And then again, he's going to the new place and healing everyone who is sick, even just the fringe of his cloak. I'm imagining so many people are seeing these miracles. And I wonder if the idea that Jesus is the Son of God is starting to take root in their hearts. It said that their hearts were hardened. It takes a big leap of faith to believe that a human is God. And Jesus is showing them in these passages that he calms the sea, he brings bread to the hungry, and he heals the sick. Let us pray. Dear God, I pray that our hearts would be softened to the movement of God in this world. I pray that we wouldn't be scared when things are storms in our life, but that we would take heart and trust in Jesus. Even when the problem seems so big in our life, I pray we would remember back to all the miracles that we've seen Jesus do in the Gospels and in our lives, and that we would trust. Amen.